Mary, maybe you could go first.
Okay.
She always insists.
I never get to go first.
You
Dane.
Always go first, Mary.
I never get
yeah,
to go first.
Yeah, sometimes Bob and I are going to go first, and then Mary cuts the line and she goes first.
We draw straws? I mean, how
these
do you...
These two are totally, you know, full of whatever. But anyway, Dane. So, have you guys heard... anybody bowlers here?
Occasionally.
I love a bowl.
Colin's a bowler.
Oh,
I love
really?
Bowling.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't see... Well, Colin, I can see bowling. Kevin, I don't know.
Seriously? I look like a bowler.
Doesn't ever.
What does a bowler look like?
Oh, very athletic, handsome.
Okay.
Really strong.
Every time my grandpa used to watch bowling all the time, what was that on? Channel 32?
Now
back
it's on
in
the CW
day.
On WGN.
Yeah, he used to watch bowling, and they always looked like so nerdy. I remember the bowlers were just nerdy, nerdy, nerdy.
Well,
guys.
They have, Mary, they've tried to like kind of cool it up, so they got walk up music.
I know,
and
they always had like the bell bottom white pants on with, you know, the belts type of thing. And that's what I picture a bowler back in the day. Oh, well. But anyway, have you guys heard about this bowling ball heist?
No.
What happened? This guy put, he was a professional bowler. He put all his gear on his front porch, 17 bowling balls.
Wow.
In, I think it was Colorado. And he put, yeah, this they weighed like 255 pounds worth almost $5,000. 17 bowling balls, and they were stolen.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm like, how could you possibly steal bowling balls? I mean, they're heavy, you know, and they were in different bags, but somebody took them off his porch. Apparently, he didn't have a ring cam. But it's like, why would you do that? Well, he said, well, you know, I was switching cars the next day, and I wanted to have them out on the front porch already so I wouldn't have to haul them in from the house. So, yeah, he had them on the front porch, but, you know, what if it rained? Like, I don't know. So, anyway.
It's a lot of bowling balls.
Yeah. Do you think somebody thought maybe that they were just put out for someone to take? You know, if you leave something out, maybe
it's not something you see very often, a whole bunch of bowling balls on somebody's porch.
Like if you're putting canned goods out for the Boy Scouts to pick up, you mean?
Yeah. Well, maybe there's some local bowler making his way home from the bowling alley after a couple of pops thinking to himself, hey, it's like Christmas morning.
They don't drink at the bowling alley.
Why didn't he just leave him in his car? I mean, I don't know. This guy is not very with the program.
Unlike maybe the televisions of the past or a bicycle, what has like a, I think, just sort of a recognized value. Does a bowling ball, you would think, I don't know if anyone thinks that bowling balls are valuable. You think someone's trying to sell them on eBay or taking them to the pawn shop?
And if you're a professional bowler, don't you like have your names on the bowling balls or something?
Yeah. No, you don't.
You don't?
Don't you?
Also, you wouldn't typically leave your bowling balls in a car either.
Okay. Well, would you leave them on a front porch?
Well, no, but you mentioned the car, and I want to say that you wouldn't do that either.
Okay, well, just leave them in the house, buddy, or the garage or something.
I mean, they did, on their porch. That's their house.
Okay.
Is there, like, a LoJack system or something similar for bowling balls? Maybe it could be chipped, like maybe your dog or some other item of value?
Oh, put a. I don't know. Yeah, that's a good idea.
I mean, if these are top, anyway.
I don't know. They're custom bowling balls,
can
right?
Can I go next?
Because yeah,
I also
get me out of this.
Have a bowling story. I'm not even kidding.
You are kidding.
I am not kidding.
Wow.
This documentary dropped. This trailer for this new documentary dropped. I'll play a little clip of it here. It's an HBO original 5-part documentary. It's called Born to Bowl.
Oh, jeez.
I love it. It debuts this Monday. Again, a 5-part documentary series. And it just takes a look at some of the stars of the sports. I'm sure you guys know many of the PBA bowling stars.
Wait, Kevin, did you do the air quotes when you said the word stars?
I didn't know you were so disrespectful and hated bowling stars.
No, I just said they dressed funny.
Have you ever seen these professional bowlers? It's incredible what they do.
Specimens.
No, it is. No, it's very difficult. Anyone who's bowled, and I think everybody sort of has, it's one of those approachable sports everyone's tried. It's amazing what they do.
That's right.
They almost never miss.
Sure is. U.S. Opens this week on the PBA Tour.
Okay, let's not make it an Olympic sport, please.
It should be an Olympic. If curling's an Olympic sport, so should bowling. So it's an HBO original 5-part doc. It starts Monday, and I will be watching.
Okay, tell us what happens.
I will. It just follows the bowlers around. You know, it's sort of a...
Well, is one of them named Steve Galagos?
No.
Well, that's the guy who left his bowling balls on the front porch.
So. Oh, yeah. That'll be like for the next one.
You know what's crazy? Bob also has a bowling story.
I don't really, but I have something.
That would have been funny.
I do have something. Maybe this has been heard at many bowling alleys. through legal wrangling, they were able to get the name back.
Geez, how old are they?
Those guys are in their 70s now.
Oh.
So the Taking It Back tour runs June through August. Former Eagles guitarist Don Felder is the supporting act.
Oh,
so the
nice.
Guests who will be in Chicago, Northerly Island, June 30th. It's funny how the low end of ticket prices, what that has become. Tickets are in the low three figures.
What?
If they go on sale tomorrow. That's cheap for concerts now, though.
Oh,
low
man.
Three figures. That's typical.
Well, I mean, if you're a fan of, and they had some great music, and of course
they
you haven't been able
did.
To see them for a long time,
not
right?
Not with so these guys. You really, and those are the, they're kind of the Paul and John of the Guess Who. One article described them as the Canadian Beatles.
Bob, did you do air quotes when you said Paul and John?
No.
So I'm wondering.
Dane's just ripping all our stories here today.
No,
we don't appreciate it,
no,
Dane, okay?
I don't know. I just think it's, you know, you're making this leap.
We put a lot of work into these stories every day.
Yeah, usually Lisa barely talks during this.
Do you remember the film, Almost Famous?
Great movie.
Oh, yeah. That was a good
great
movie.
Great movie. And Lester Bangs character played by, the Lester Bang character, who's a real person, played by Philip Seymour Hoffman. He's a huge Guess Who fan.
Do we know, when you brought up bowling and you thought maybe, hey, they're Canadian, maybe they'll like bowling. Remember how David Hasselhoff was somehow and inexplicably a superstar music recording artist in Germany?
In Germany, yeah.
Is there another country out there where bowling has caught on, where it's insanely popular, you know, over where you can go there and, you know, maybe, is there a place like that? Or is bowling the same amount of popular as it is here?
I think America is the bowling capital of the world, but okay. I'll look into this, because that's a good question, Dane. I would guess it's very popular in Canada.
Why?
No, what do you mean? It's in the middle. People bowl through
okay,
the winter.
Okay, I'll ask my sister.
It's cold. You
get
comfy at the bowling alley. You have a couple of beers.
Kevin's very smart, and what he's doing, he's saying there isn't anything else to do.
Well, what are you going to do in the middle of winter? You're either playing hockey, you're curling, or you're bowling.
Well,
those are the only three options.
Here's what the internet tells me. Can you imagine this? All this information at our fingertips. It tells me that in Canada, bowling is very popular.
See?
They play a variation called five pin, where they have five pins instead of 10.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Is that to make it easier, or is there just like a pin shortage there?
I'm not sure why that would come, but it would be harder to get 300 points with just if you're knocking down
totally
five.
Totally.
Yeah. So the challenge is see if you can get 300 with fewer pins.
I feel wiser. I feel like I know more about bowling than I intended. And I
you
feel
know
like
a little bit about
we could just turn this into a bowling segment.
This is way too much
I feel like it has been.
There was a program here for many years called the 10-Pin Tattler, and I believe it held, if it does not currently hold, the world record for the longest-running radio show.
I remember that.
Yeah, wow. The 10-Pin Tattler. And there was a gentleman who would record that every week. And every week while he was on the air here, we would set a world record because he just made it longer and longer.
So it wasn't just like, you know, scores, like here's who did what. It's more like the gritty side of the bowling world.
I wouldn't call it gritty. I think it was informative.
The oily side, right? Because there's oil involved, isn't
that? There sure is.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. I appreciate it. This has been great. All right. We're going to take a break, I guess, right? We're going to go to news 720 WGN.